This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Brucham Avon, we continue Mishnah Berurah, Daf HaShavua. We're learning Siman Lamed Beis. We're up to Se'if Yud. Kishem Misamnin Hanekovim B'Martzea Ke'in Oisiyos. When you make a Siman, when you mark the holes with an awl like letters, even though it would be easy for a Gentile to forge it, we're not concerned. We assume that the guy would be afraid lest the Jew recognize it with recognition. In other words, what they would do is they would make not mamish holes, but like holes. The Bir Halacha says they would make like letters. They would, with the awl, they would make an imprint almost like letters as a sign, you know, that like an artist often has their signature on a piece of art. So the tanners would sort of make a simen, not mamish letters, but like letters, but not holes. So even though it would be easy for the guy to forge it, it's not like the most unique sign. Nevertheless, we're not afraid he's going to do that. How would he forge it? He could put another, the Bir Halacha says he could put another R on top of that R and do the same with his Martzea, like those letters. Okay, says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Lamed Aleph, Bitfios Ayin, Shenasan Basimanim. He could recognize the siman that the Jew could recognize the siman that he made. Or either he could tell by the way it was done, or he could tell that the holes the guy made were newer than the ones that the Jew made. So in other words, we could presume the guy would be afraid to forge it because the Jew has a way to distinguish. Some say you should write on the top, on the inside, in a place that it's not the derech to tan the top. And this way the writing remains until after the tanning. And don't make the simen with an awl. It's better to make some kind of simen by writing. B'diavad, you could rely on the simen of the martzeah. Sif yud aleph. Oyer she'ibdoi shaloi lishmai. Hide that was tanned shaloi lishma. Im yesh tikon lachzar la'abdoi lishma. If there is a way to rectify it by tanning it lishma, Yizbar b'tur Yaradea Simen Reish Ayin Aleph. It will be explained in the Tur in Yaradea Simen Reish Ayin Aleph. Sif Yud Beis. Yeah, haklaf me'or behima v'chayv oif hatohayram. The klaf should be produced from an animal, a wild animal, a bird, which is kosher. Okay, it should be a kosher animal. But not by from an animal which is not kosher. So that the Torah of Hashem should be in your mouth. Actually, I skipped over here. So the klaf should be from behema chayv oifatayim. Afilu min avelo treifa shalahem. It could even be from an avelo or a treifa. But not avaloi me'or behema chayv oifatayim. Not from a non-kosher animal. Dechsev laman tia toiras Hashem beficha. It doesn't actually have to be kosher, but it has to be mimin amotel beficha. It has to be a species that is kosher. Veloi me'or dog afil tar, not the hide of a fish, even if it's a kosher fish. Mishum denofer zuame. Fish have a lot of zuhama. Interesting, the Bir Halacha in Divrei HaMaskil HaTohirim wonders about, what about a kosher species that was born from a treif species? So we're machmer on that. Now what would that be, a kosher species? Somehow a sheep was born from a pig? You know, what would that mean exactly? But a non-kosher animal that's born from a kosher animal would be one would be able to write stam from it. By the way, the Bir Halacha says that even regular Sfarim, if you want to write a Sefer on Rabbi Kiva Eger, if it has in it Sheimos She'enam Nimchakim, you cannot write on Or Behema Tameya. In other words, even non-Tanakh, you want to write Mishnah. If it's going to have any names of Hashem, you can't write on a Behema Tameya. Even, now if they're written Beremez, like you make two Yuds, some say it's permitted. Likewise, Shas, if it's going to have Hashem's name, it cannot be written on a Behema Tameya. If it's going to just have a Simen, then it sounds like it's okay. The Mechaber Sif Yud Gimel. Yeah, HaKlav Shalem. The Klav should be whole. Shalom Yehbay Nekovim. There should not be perforations in it. She'en hadiyoy over olav, that the ink doesn't pass through it. Dainu shloy teya ois nirais by chaluk l'shtayim. You don't want to have perforations so that the letter now looks like it's split into two. So, okay, let's see Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Lamed Beis. L'shtayim. Going on to the next page. Shehu Katan Kol Kach Ad she kishamavr olav bakomas nistam hanekev b'diyai. Meaning, if the hole is so small that when you pass the pen over it, the hole is sealed up with the ink, and the hole is not even felt by the pen, you could write on such kind of parchment. Even though a little bit of ink fell through the hole. So if you would put it up to the sun, you could see a hole. Kosher. Because when reading it, it doesn't look like two letters. But let's say it's so perforated that the ink does not pass on it. It looks like two letters. It looks like a slit puzzle. So if it's a tiny hole and the ink fills the hole, and you don't really see a hole unless you're holding it up to the sun, it's kosher. But if you see it split in two, it's puzzle. V'afilu im ha-nekev be'emtza oivi ha'ois be'gagoy oivi yorechoy. Even if the hole is not sort of at the edge of the letter, but the hole is in the middle of the thickness of the letter in the roof or the leg, and it's surrounded by ink on all sides, so it's not like it splits the letter, it's surrounded on all sides by ink, puzzle. It's puzzle. V'afilum ad makim ha'nekev yesh suras ois. Even if, let's say, we don't even need to extend the letter, up until there you already have the image of the letter. V'choza koidem ksiva. This is all if it was written when there was a hole there before you wrote it. But if after you wrote it, a hole developed, avlam la'achar ksiv, after the hole, if after you wrote, a hole developed, and nechlak ha'ois l'shtam yedei ha'nekev, and the ois split into two through the hole. Royim, we see im yesh bo tzuras ha'ois, if there's an image of the letter ad makam ha'nekev up to the place of the hole, kosher, then it's kosher. U'kamoy she'izbar b'samach b'siv tazayin, as it's explained soon in siv tazayin v'ayir b'bir halacha. Look at the bir halacha. We'll hold it over here. We'll pick it up as Bezus Hashem on Monday with siv. Yodalet, I wish everybody a wonderful day and a good Agun Shabbos, Kol Tov, Bracha V'Hatzlacha.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.